Legal modern gambling in Iowa began in the 1990s with riverboats, but now includes 19 casinos. A U.S. Supreme Court decision last spring that allows states to regulate sports betting may attract legislators' attention in the next session. And as IPR's Amy Mayer reports, one area of gaming that could be ripe for reform is the formula that distributes casino money to counties that don't have one.
On the north side of Highway 30, about where you turn south to reach the center of Jefferson in Greene County, a large parking lot leads to the Wild Rose Casino.
We try to market about a 100-mile radius in general.
That's General Manager Travis Dvorak.
Bulk of it is probably within 50 miles, but we do see traffic. We've had all 50 states and about 22 different countries.
On this weekday, Connie Waymire hasn't traveled far.
Grand Junction, I'm 8 miles away.
She likes the slots tournaments, the free donuts on Tuesdays, and that Wild Rose puts money back into the community.
It's good for our county.
By law, the company must give a portion of its gross gaming revenue to a local nonprofit partner. The 15 counties with casinos all have a group that distributes gaming dollars to local projects and programs. Dvorak says Wild Rose contributes 5% of its revenue to grow Greene County. That works out to more than $1.2 million a year, says Rick Moran, a Grow Greene County board member.
In a county of 9,500 people, that's transformative. I mean, it's a big deal.
Those Carillon bells in Jefferson, along with schools, libraries, police and fire departments, even an historic water tower in Scranton, all have benefited. And Grow Greene County also distributes money to the neighboring counties, though it doesn't have to. In other casino counties, gaming money has improved fairgrounds and built skate parks. But state gaming laws require that 0.8% of all gambling revenue must go to the 84 counties that don't have a casino. Last year, the Community Foundation in each non-casino county received about $135,000. A quarter of that must go into a long-term endowment. The rest is awarded as grants within the county. Sunny Swarbrick is the executive director of the Story County Community Foundation.
We certainly wouldn't be able to make the impact that we're making without these dollars that we have to go right back into our communities.
Last year, she says grants went to a natural playscape at a county park and a new miracle ball field for people with all abilities. She says the grants reach every corner of the county. The point of the Community Endowment Fund is to spread casino revenue to all Iowans. Still, there's a huge difference between Greene County's annual $1 million-plus take and Story County's $135,000. Former Cedar Rapids Mayor Ron Corbett now works for the Cedar Rapids Metro Economic Alliance.
The non-gaming counties really have gotten the short end of the stick when it comes to revenue over the last 20 years.
He tried twice to bring a casino to Linn County, but the state rejected the bids. Corbett says casino marketing targets Linn County residents, but none of the Eastern Iowa casinos' charitable giving reaches them. The county has nearly 250,000 people and gets the same endowment fund money as all other non-casino counties, some of which have fewer than 15,000 residents. Corbett points to the Cedar Rapids flood 10 years ago as a time when casinos could have tossed locals a rescue buoy.
Those gaming communities that rely on the Cedar Rapids, Linn County gamers had a great chance to put some money back in to our community after the flood, but it wasn't in their charter.
Corbett says the Supreme Court's decision to let states allow sports betting may prompt legislators to take up gambling issues in the next session, including the formula for non-gaming counties. This time, he's hoping Linn County and others get a bit more of the jackpot. I'm Amy Mayer, Iowa Public Radio News.